Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the epistle we heard a moment ago from Hebrews chapter 2. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. This is God's word. There's an old English proverb that says, blood is thicker than water. And while there's debate about what that old proverb actually meant and where it came from, it generally means that the blood of family is stronger than any other bond, any other tie that connects us together. Our reading tonight from Hebrews 2 talks about the blood that is shared between brothers. I have two brothers that I grew up with, and hearing this talk about brothers in our text tonight caused me to reflect on my relationships with my brothers. Relationships that many of you saw grow throughout the years. And my brother and I shared experiences together that no one else understands. And that's something powerful when brothers share that, when siblings have that bond. We have sorrows that we've gone through that where each of us knew exactly what the other one was feeling. For example, when our dad died, we both could relate to what the other one was feeling. It was different than how it impacted my mom or my dad's brothers or other people who knew my dad as brothers. We shared in something. We also share in joys together. The birth of our own children, we celebrate with one another, reconnecting for holidays now that we're all back. We're not 2,000 miles apart from each other. There's a depth of relationship with my brothers that I realize doesn't exist in my other relationships. It's very different. For example, there's something I have with my brothers that I don't have with my wife or with my kids. And it's the same with every set of siblings. You are connected by blood. And that is a strong, strong connection. So we see that God is to us our Father. We know that. In Christ, the Bible refers to him as our bridegroom or husband. And the book of Hebrews here reminds us that Christ is our brother. First of all, we share a father, don't we? Jesus is the Son of God the Father, and God is our Father as well. But we also share blood with our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we could say that Jesus is our blood brother. Maybe you've heard that term before. Historically, your blood brother was someone with whom you made an oath, and it was sealed by each person in that oath, cutting themselves, usually on their hand or their finger, and pressing their cuts together so that their blood mingled together, and they could say that the same blood was flowing in each of their bodies. They were joined together. And that's exactly what Jesus does for you and me. He comes to share in our humanness, our humanity. As I said on Sunday, that's what the last several months of the church year, the time of Christmas, were all about. That God takes on humanity. That Christ is born into human flesh. But now we ask ourselves, for what? He shares in our blood by being the one who suffers for our sins in human flesh. He shares in our blood by being tempted on our behalf. He shares in our blood by dying upon the cross in our place. Because you see, dear friends in Christ, Jesus, your brother, shares experiences with you like no one else. Jesus like no one else, understands the depth of your sin. Just how dark and depraved and wicked and rotten your state is. He understands the condition of our hearts. He understands that we are wasting away, as the crosses on our foreheads remind us, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we return to the ground. Jesus knows it as your brother. Jesus understands it. Jesus has lived it. This past Sunday, I actually saw one of my brothers, my youngest brother, Adam. He was on his way back from a retreat that he was at this weekend with some other people from his church. And he stopped by my house after church on Sunday afternoon. We were having lunch, and there was a little joke that was exchanged between my brother and I. It wasn't a dirty joke, don't worry. But a joke that we shared, and no one but Adam and I got it. My mom didn't understand it. The rest of my family didn't understand it. It was just between us, and we both laughed and kind of chuckled. It was something that we joked about from years and years ago. Christ knows what no one else around you understands. Better than anyone else, he knows your sin. Do you want to know why? Because he's already taken that sin to the cross on his own body. He's already acquainted himself with it. Better than anyone, he knows what tempts you. Because he has been tempted in every way as we are. He has endured every attack that Satan can muster. Whatever Satan throws at you, he's already tried to throw at Jesus. And he knows anyone better than anyone what it's like to return to the dust. Because he's died himself. He has suffered the grave, closing his eyes in death, as we will one day. The writer of the Hebrews says that he, Jesus, had to be made like his brothers in every respect, had to be made like us in every way possible, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. Your brother, Jesus Christ, is what Hebrews refers to as the great high priest. He's the one who offers the sacrifice that pays for your sin. That's what a priest does, after all. A priest goes between the people and God and offers something to God on the people's behalf, a sacrifice. Jesus is the one who does that for you. The writing says to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Your brother, Jesus, shares in your sin. He shares in your temptation and death. And now, as the great high priest, he brings you to share in what he has, what he gives. A sacrifice that cleanses you and forgives you. As our blood brother, he cuts himself to shed the blood, the sacrifice given on the altar of the cross. Every high priest that lived in the temple and worked in the temple would have known that sacrifice and the shedding of blood was messy business. Use that as an occasion to talk about my other brother, Brad. I'm not one to kill an animal, field dress, and process a deer. I guess I could do it if I had to. I'd just as soon rather not. That'd be Brad. If I needed someone to do that sort of thing in my place, I'd have to find someone like him to do that for me. Our brother, Jesus Christ, is the one who offers the sacrifice, who sheds the blood, who is cut on our behalf, in place of my sin, in place of you. Through death, the reading says, he destroys the one who has the power of death. That is, the devil. Those of you who have siblings know how it can be a challenge to live with siblings, to grow with one another, to share with one another. And yet, your brother, Jesus Christ, invites you to share with him the worst of what you have. All your guilt, all your shame, all your sin, all your weakness, so that he can share with you the best of what he has. Life, forgiveness, holiness. The great high priest is the great big brother, the blood brother, Jesus Christ, for whose blood we give thanks this night and always, for whose blood we are privileged to gather before our God and receive gifts upon gifts upon gifts. Thanks be to God, we have a brother like Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God, we have a brother who is also the high priest, the great high priest, who offers himself as sacrifice and offers himself to you this very night upon this altar. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.